Hello, everyone, and welcome to the semi-final recording. Four enter, and after tonight, only two will remain for the championship. Aw, yeah. It's time to hit up the word file. Here we go. It's coming. Let's do it. Utara, I'm not 100% behind this piece. You wrote well, and I'll give you that, but in some respects, I think you really kind of missed the point of the prompt and fell a bit short. The whole point of giving random-ass objects is to see how well they're implemented into a cohesive story, and frankly, I just don't think you really truly embrace them. Just about every character in this could have been replaced with something outside of the prompt. Things which were supposed to be central really didn't have a strong focus here. Essentially, this one is going to come down to how well the spread falls when it comes to the other competitors. In this case, I think you were creative, and I think your writing was grammatically solid. But I don't think you tackled the prompt in a way that was all that exciting. On a plus side, regardless of what happens, you've earned enough points at this juncture to clinch the prism, so congratulations. Moving on down to Black Ariel. This was actually pretty fucking hilarious. Even though this followed a similar pattern to other entries, I feel you separated yourself from the herd by delivering not only something amusing, but something that had fun in making fun of itself. You also did a fairly great job at firmly incorporating the elements and kept me reading, so this is a solid entry from you, and, well, quite frankly, I think you should hold your head up high. PK, one of the things that I loved about your piece was the completely different approach you took to the prompt. Things were interesting and conveyed in a completely different way from your competitors, and that might actually give you the edge needed to send you to an unprecedented fourth final. However, that being said, I have my gripes. While I love your handling of the time travel, the other items just kind of received a passing focus, and the unicorn didn't even really appear at all, except in the sense of insulin applying to something non-human. Also, just on the effort index here, I mean, not that I'm opposed to something short and sweet, but I also see, other competitors putting in a hell of a lot of effort into actually enjoyable long pieces, which is a very hard task to do indeed, and that may factor into the end here. VOC, you put together a piece that I can really only describe as extremely well thought out. I mean, this was long. This was really, really fucking long. And to do that at this stage, especially when I'm a tired physicist and easily bored, is bold. But you wrote a story that's memorable, and I mean, you really hit up the elements of the prompt in a way that was great and fun. And I just think you put together a cohesive story here, which is what I like the most. So, time to get down to the nitty fucking gritty and go through and say who's in and who the fuck is out. Oh, bold. Lots of tiebreakers. Just to be really clear, the point spread on this one was so thin that, once again we get down to the tenths. The fact of the matter is that everyone has mistakes in their piece and I'm going to explain it, so whatever, here we go. Utara, you've put up an incredible streak. You dominated fucking the pre-GGW portions of this, and you've already clinched the AGWL Prism, but I'm sorry to say, you're not going to the finals this year. You put up a valiant effort, but in this case, the playoff spread was a bit overwhelming for this piece. So, thanks! But your journey comes to a shortened end. Black Gabriel. I found this piece to be just fucking fun. Every internal aspect of my physicist self loved the essence of this piece. And you are another competitor who's put up a really, really amazing spread of rookie entry here. You're new, and you stepped into this. I mean, round one was your first entry here, and you have delivered every round with the exception of possibly one. And so it really comes as no surprise to say to you tonight that you are going to the championship. Congratulations. And now comes the fun part. Between PK and VOC. This was actually fairly tough. There's only two slots, forced tie breaks are forced tie breaks. And this is where it comes down to the final moment of decision. And in this case, I feel like I have to give that slot to VOC to go to the championship round. Yeah, I mean, this is really kind of a toughie to explain for me, but it's not at the same time. Both of you are former GGW champions. Both of you have set record after record in this contest. So, to have to pull the trigger on tenths of points between the two of you is not an easy task, but it's one that had to be done. And really, for me, the deciding factor here, it really came down to which one of these pieces was more memorable. And I sat for 2 days. And when I got home today, I went, okay, of these four pieces that I received, which ones did I remember the most? Which ones did I get excited about the most? Which ones hit that entertainment value? I mean, like I said before, everyone has grammatical mistakes. Everyone has, little nuances of creativity. It really comes down to who embraced the prompt in an entertaining manner that left an imprint on my mind. And when I kept reflecting on the four pieces, the ones that kept coming back into my mind and that kept coming back the easiest were Black Gabriel's and VOC. And when it comes down to it, that's really essentially what decided the final spread this time. So, congratulations to Black Gabriel and VOC, PK and Utora. I mean, the two of you. What more do I need to say? Utora stepped up and won the Prism this year. PK has won more things than anybody else in the history of this contest. I think it's enough to say that you two write amazingly well. But this year, we have a Black Gabriel versus VOC in the finals, and I am very interested to see what the fuck you two deliver, because the prompt for this championship is you write the other person's prompt. But, and this is the big crucial but here, you don't just write the one that you receive from your competitor. You also have to write your own. So, both prompts have to be combined into one piece, which should be really fucking interesting because, my God, I don't know what abomination combination that will make, but it will be fucking brutal. So, you know what it's coming down to? I'm gonna dig down deep and drop this big load of awesome up in here. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.